Welcome back to the Degenerates. And this is going to be, I'm sorry, guys. It's been a long time. It's going to be a recap. We're going to go through week 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and going into the playoffs because we're coming up on it. It's already there for fantasy football. We're coming up on the playoffs. So, sorry. Shit happens. I'm doing the best I can. But we're going to have fun with this one. All right. So, with week 10, we had Frank 4-9. Versus B-Champs 8-5. B-Champs ended up winning this 114.42 to 98.28. So he continued his streak going. We had Nazzy Nate versus a little less blacklisted, 144 to 119. Team Purdy with the Curdy, 144.58 over Tactician, 78.92. Zach Lombarkley Trophy over Marcus, Cap'n Cook, 110.62, 92.80. Christy continue her dominance, 181 to 154 over her sister. And that was in week 10. We go to week 11. Also in week 10, I ended up taking the biggest L. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not pretty for me. My season's over. I'm lost for words, as you can tell. I put a lot of faith and effort in my draft in a couple risks, and then Aaron Rodgers. And it started there where my downfall went. So I will take my L's. But my wife is thriving. I'm not going to gloat in favor of her. I will not. But if you looked at the previous episodes and you've looked at the episodes from draft night, I had said, be careful of Christy's team. She is dangerous. And she has been. So she's also, her back is heavy right now. I could tell. Yeah, I took that L from Greendale, human being. Disgustingly, 150 to 97. Going on to week 11. I also lost, I took the W, 128.52 over less blacklisted, 97.14. Frank beat Q, lost to QA 90.14 to 122.70. Nick Greendale, human being, lost to his brother, Nazzy Nate, 125.90 to 140.44. Team Purdy with the Curdy. John, 113.80. Lost to B-Champs to 115.46. And then starts a losing streak for Christy. It just so happens that No one could beat Christy, right? No one could beat her. Of course, her husband has to come in, put his feet down, say no more, and defeat her. And then again, no one can defeat her after me. Until my buddy Zach from Breaking Down the Tape also put a stop into her. 147.34 to 125.76. Zach put a stop into her. And it shocked the world because it was a really close matchup. It was back and forth. Christy was leading for a while. And Zach was leading for a while. It just so happened that Christy got defeated by Breaking Down the Tape. Let's just say. I didn't tell any secrets, babe. I didn't tell any secrets. Her sister Mahomes had a little lamb. MJ Goat lost 109.68 to Marcus, 127.16 Captain Cook. And then we go on to week 12. In week 12, Frank loses on to Team Purdy with the Curdy. John, 109.38 to 130.66. A little less blacklisted. Loses to Nick Greendale, human being, 183.60 to 109.28. Zach continues on his hot streak, beating the sisters. Not only Christy the week before, but Melissa the week after. 119.16 to 114.22. Christy continues her losing streak, but for some reason, no one else could defeat her during the regular season. She's a four to take, two L's in a row, stays in first place. But she loses to Marcus this week, 143.64 to 139.74. It was such a close battle. But just notice that the only people that have defeated her this season are me, Marcus, and Zach. Then there is B-Champs beating Tactician QA, the defending champ, 153.68 to 100.58. Last but not least, Nazzy Nate defeats me once again. 164.26 to 105.70. I'm getting my ass fucking handed to me. During the week 13, once again, getting my shit pushed in by Marcus. 195.62 to 98.16. Fucking awesome, right? It's like getting fucking shit shoveled into shit. Into your asshole and then shoveled into your mouth. Yeah, it's wild, right? Frank fantasy football team wins 135.2 way over Nazzy 8, Nate 86.86. A little less blacklisted, continues just fucking sucking ass, just as worse as me. Like, at least I got 5 wins. Like, he's just 1-12. Like, I could only imagine how he feels. He gets his shit pushed in 86.82 to 104.98 by the defending champ, QA. Greendale, human being, just slams the fucking people's elbow, 223.14 on Melissa, 142.80. And then Christy comes back finally to start her winning streak start back up. She's 133.56 to 128.14 over John 120, team party with Curry. Zach also takes this L to B champs, 112.38 to 104.08. And at the end of week 13, we are looking at a standings that says Christy is 10-3, still at the top of leaderboard. Solidified a playoff spot. Along with Greendale Human Being Nick. Already solidified a spot. 9-4. Captain Cook Marcus. 9-4. Solidified a spot. The Barkley Trophy. Papa Smurf. Zach. Solidified a spot. All 9-4. They're all fighting for that number one spot. But if Chrissy wins this week, it is over. She has the number one bye. And rightfully so, she has led all this season and has done it dominantly. Kind of like her sister did a season or two ago. But better, even though Melissa went only one loss. Let's see. Who knows? Let's let the season play out. But Christy is on her roll. She is slinging dick right now. Everybody else, suck dick, fall back. Because unless Nate and QA and B-Champs battle out some shit, which is not going to happen. We're going to go into the playoffs after this. Going into week 14. Week 14 has already started. Thursday night has played. Patriots, Steelers. The game has been done and dealt with. I am also projected to get my ass whooped. Once again, probably going to go 5-9. Fuck that. I don't even want to talk about it. Christy is projected to win 126.94 over 111.9 over Frank. To solidify herself, 11-3, best record in the season, and first overall seed and first round bye into the playoffs. B-Champs should be a little bit blacklisted, 124.1 to 92.35. Little bit blacklisted, already got 22.5 from Deontay Johnson and Najee Harris. But these are just projections that I'm spitting out right now. Zach is projected to lose to Greendale Human Being, 135.3 to 115.38. Those are the battle of 9-4s. So that would be a huge blow in deciding playoff standings. Although both of them will make it. Marcus is projected to beat Nazi Nate, 121.79 to 115.78. He's also 9-4. Nazi Nate is 7-6. Keep an eye out on that matchup. And defending champ QA projected to beat Melissa 100.64 to 99.37. Keep an eye out on that defending champ
needs to get his ass whooped. I'm cool with him missing the playoffs. And that is
the end of the Degenerates. We'll be right back.